Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome, fans, to the broadcast here of the Jupiter Hammerheads. Thank you so much for joining us here today. It was a sunny day, a rainy day, a stormy day. Definitely the tarp went on the field day. And then now we are getting to game time at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And we are ready to go. Even a rainbow is out there. I just spotted it. So I am excited that we will be bringing the broadcast here tonight. Let me see. I'm actually trying to see if I can get and put on. You can follow us on Twitter here on the broadcast at RDC Broadcast. Well, we've got a rainbow in right field. We are excited today for game two of the six-game set with the St. Lucie Mets in town. They are the division-leading St. Lucie Mets, 35-16 overall. Jupiter just right behind them, 26-24, 8.5 back. It will be tough to catch them here in the first half, as the first half will end on June 23rd. St. Lucie has the best record overall in the Florida State League in the West. Fort Myers is just really neck and neck. They're 34-17, and the closest team to them in the West is Clearwater in second place at 27-24, and they're 7 back. So the first two teams in both divisions pretty close as far as their records, but it'll be the two teams at the top of the division when the first half ends that will go to the postseason, and then the second half division winners in the East and West will go to the postseason, and those two will play off, and then we'll have a championship series. The team is taking the field. We are excited, like I said, that even though the rain was about an hour and a half ago, it went and came, well, it came and went quickly. We've got a rainbow in right, and we're getting set for the national anthem as the St. Lucie Mets, they're coming into town on a 7-game win streak, 8-2 in their last 10, while Jupiter 4-6. They've lost 3, so we're looking for a victory here for the Jupiter Hammerheads, and I'll send it down to the field level for the national anthem.
Tonight's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Shannon Wollum.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous tide o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
What a great job for our national anthem singer, and we are getting set for game two of the six-game series here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'm Lisa Pride up in the Buck Kennard press box. It is Wednesday, Silver Sluggers Day. We have lots of Silver Sluggers here in their yellow shirts, and they're getting ready to play baseball bingo. It is going to be a busy week here at the Dean, but let's take a look at our starting lineup. The Jupiter Hammerheads have, pitching-wise, the lefty, Luis Palacios, on the hill. He's 3-3, 4.31 ERA, and has appeared in 8 games for the Hammerheads, has started 7 of those. In 48 innings pitched, he's allowed 50 hits, 23 runs all earned, and has only walked 2, but has struck out 50, and that's a team-leading 50 strikeouts. Opponents batting a mere .262. Palacios has faced the St. Lucie Mets this season, and that was his first victory of the season here in 2022. So Luis Palacios is on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. On the opposing side for the St. Lucie Mets, it's the righty, Dominic Hamill. Hamill's 3-1, 4.26 ERA, and has appeared in 9 games, started all 9. He has 43 strikeouts in 38 innings pitched, and that is good for second on the team as far as Ks go. We are getting ready for our first pitch. In the batter's box is Junior Tillian. First pitch delivered by Palacios, and that one misses inside. Tillian batting .281 overall through 18 games here with the St. Lucie Mets. Palacios delivers, Check, swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Today, behind the dish is Nelson Fraley. He's the home plate umpire. Around the base pass, it's Garrett Griffith. Upstairs, Palacios misses. Didn't look like he had a really good grip on that pitch. The kick, the pitch, upstairs, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes to Tillian. Following Tillian is Carlos Dominguez. He's the left fielder, batting 258. Then it's Omar De Los Santos. Palacios delivers, strike called by the home plate umpire. And today it is ABS day. That's the third umpire. The automatic balls and strikes will be called here today on Wednesday and Thursday. So ABS days, Wednesday and Thursday. Then we're back on the weekend with the umpires calling, but the teams can challenge using the ABS. Tillian called looking. So another strikeout picked up by Palacios. His 51st on the season as he continues to lead the team. Carlos Dominguez batting from the right side, facing the lefty. One ball, no strikes. Up high, goes after it, hits it on the ground. Weak roller to the left side, picked up by Salas at third. Throw across the diamond, it's in time. And Dominguez is retired as he grounds out. That's a 5-3 play if you're scoring at home. So Tillian Dominguez, De Los Santos. And then in the number four spot for the Mets, it's the first baseman, Raul Barrasierta. Following Barrasierta will be the second baseman, Justin Guerrera. Then it's the third baseman, William Lugo. 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Mets. The center fielder, Stanley Consuegra. The catcher, Jose Rivera. And the designated hitter, Jack Thomas Wold. So Tillian Dominguez De Los Santos. De Los Santos at the plate. Pop up. It will go in short center field. Going back is Lewis, but Johnson has a better read on it as he comes in, makes the grab, and it's a 1-2-3 inning here, and the Mets go down in order. So we'll catch you up more on the lineup, who's playing defensively, but let's go to the bottom of the first here in Jupiter, and first up for the Hammerheads, it'll be Watson, then Salas, and Lewis. Stick with us. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Song again
for the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And welcome back here to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Lisa Pride on the mic. First up for the Hammerheads is Khalil Watson. He's batting 218 on the season. Leads the team with doubles and home runs. He has 8 doubles, 6 homers. After Watson, it's the third baseman, Jose Salas. Then the second baseman, Ian Lewis. Batting cleanup is the right fielder, Brady Allen. In center and batting in the fifth spot is Osiris Johnson. The designated hitter for the Hammerheads is Christian Rodriguez. And in the 7, 8, and 9 spots, the first baseman, Zach Zubia, the catcher, Sam Prater, and then the left fielder, Jorge Caballero. So Watson, Salas, Lewis, Allen, Johnson, Rodriguez, Zubia, Prater, and Caballero. That's the lineup here for the Hammerheads. We've got a short delay. Everyone's looking into the Mets dugout, trying to figure who is going to... I don't know, looks like someone's headed to the clubhouse for the Mets. So someone's in need of something out there. They're figuring it out. Looks like the center fielder, Stanley Consuegra, is heading out to center now. We'll see if there's any changes in the lineup. I believe that is Stanley, yes, number 5. So on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets, it's the righty, Dominic Hamill, 3-1 on the season, 4.26 ERA. He's appeared in 9 games, started all of them, has pitched 38 innings, allowed 33 hits, 20 runs, 18 earned. 5 homers he's given up, walked 22, but it struck out 43. First pitch delivered to Watson. That one's fouled away. 0-1 is the count here to Khalil. Khalil, through 41 games, has 36 hits. Hamill kicks, delivers, breaking ball that goes wide of the plate upstairs. So 1-1 the count. Hamill, 6'2", 237. Born in Chandler, Arizona. Pitched college ball for Dallas Baptist. He was drafted by the Mets in the 3rd round in 2021. 81 overall. Last year, he played his first professional ball with the Florida Complex League Mets. Hamill now resides here in West Palm Beach. Grounder, left side, scooped up by the shortstop. No trouble at all for Tillian as he throws the ball to first, and Watson is out as he grounds out to the shortstop, Junior Tillian. So Hamill has been being received by Jose Rivera, who's the catcher for the Mets. Raul Barrasierta's at first base, Justin Guerrera at second. Junior Tillian's at short, William Lugo at third base. Carlos Dominguez in left, Stanley Consuegra in center, and Omar De Los Santos in right. First pitch delivered to Salas is a strike. Here's the 0-1. That'll drop in left center. Chasing after it is both fielders. Rounding first and heading to second base, it'll be a stand-up double for Salas. So Salas picks up his 8th double, and that will tie him as team leader with Watson. So Jose Salas, after Watson grounds out, is aboard with a double here for the Hammerheads. Two lefties in the lineup for the Hammerheads and 2 switch hitters. Salas is one of them, and now Ian Lewis, the second one. So Lewis will switch around as he faces the righty on the hill, Hamill. Lewis batting from the left side. Hamill from the stretch. Kicks, delivers at the knees, but low and away. So 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis batting .329 this season. He has 4 doubles, a triple, 2 homers, and is driven in 12 through 21 games here with the Hammerheads. Hamill looks the runner back, then delivers. Ball's hit out of play to the left side. Salas has 10 stolen bases on this season and has only been caught once. His 10 stolen bases leads the Hammerheads. Emma once again looking Salas back, delivers, swing and a miss. Breaking ball that floats right in and goes underneath the bat of Lewis. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 down. Runner in second for the Hammerheads. Hard hit to the right side, put position just perfectly. The one hopper into Guerrero's glove, but the throw to first is an errant throw. It gets by him, and the Hammerheads are on the board first. It's a 1-0 ball game. So Salas playing heads up as he is running the bases, and so was Lewis.
0-75.
Guerrero was in the perfect position as he was shaded more towards first base. So that was a hard hit ball that bounced just once into Guerrero's glove at second. It looked like an easy throw to first base, but instead it got by Barrascierta at first. And that will put Lewis on the base pass. So an E4 that Lewis is now at second base. And Salas went around to score, and the Hammerheads are up 1-0. Brady Allen at the plate with the hot bat. He's batting 250, 7 doubles, 2 homers, 6 home runs, and has driven in 31. Maybe 32 here with only one out. Out of play, 1-1 here to Allen. Yesterday was a tough loss for the Hammerheads in game one of the series. The very first pitch of the ball game delivered to the Mets, De Los Santos, went over the fence. It was a home run. Jammed on the ground grounder, though, to the left side. Tillian to Barrascierta. He digs it out of the dirt, and that will get Allen as he's retired with the ground out.
The center fielder, number 4, Osiris Johnson.
Allen was jammed by that pitch delivered by Hamill. He was able to get some wood on it, though, weakly to the shortstop, Tillian. Nice throw to first base to get Allen, but that also it was productive because Ian Lewis was able to advance to third. Johnson at the plate, batting from the right side. Hamill delivers inside. You can hear the fans behind me giving the ooh. That ball was very close to Johnson. 1-0 the count, 2 down. 1-0 ball game in favor of Jupiter. Fastball swing and a miss with some movement. Osiris, through 39 games, has 26 hits. The 1-1 as Hamill peers in for the signs. Here's the pitch. Hard hit, left side. Well, look what I found as Lugo puts out his glove and the line drive just falls right into it. So a tough break there for Osiris Johnson and the Hammerheads. But Jupiter does take the lead here in the bottom of the first. They're up 1-0 as we head to the top of the second. For the Mets, it'll be Barrascierta, Guerrero, and Lugo. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in,
we've got one of the greatest of all time. At least he's working on it. And that is Luis Palacios on the hill here for the Hammerhead. Strike delivered to Raul Barrascierta. And I noticed that the error actually did go to Barrascierta and not Guerrero on the throw, but more on the catch by Barrascierta. So just to correct that, Barrascierta up the middle, over goes Watson by second base, throw to first, and Not in time, as Barrasierta is safe at first base. That was a tough play. It was hit up the middle. Watson going to his left behind the bag at second. Fielded cleanly. Throw just wasn't in time. And Barrasierta with the infield base hit. Justin Guerrero will step up to the plate. The second baseman through 37 games here for the Mets has 27 hits. With the lefty on the hill, Palacios, there is almost all righties here in the lineup for the Mets. The only lefty is the number 9 hitter, the designated hitter, Jack Thomas Wolde. Into the screen behind home plate, so two strikes on Guerrero. Hammerheads are wearing their home whites, white tops, white pants. The field is watered down nicely by the rain and by our field crew. So these white jerseys and pants are destined to get very dirty. Weak grounder. Watson underhands it to Salas at Lewis at second. The relay throw, though, not in time. One down. Get the lead runner here. That Barrasierta Guerrero, though, safe at first base. On the fielder's choice.
Number 12, William Lugo.
One down, Guerrero at first. William Lugo will step up to the plate. So another righty. The first lefty and the only lefty in the lineup is the number 9 hitter, the designated hitter, Wold. No balls, one strike to Lugo. He has 11 doubles, a triple, 3 homers, and is driven in 17. Throw to first base, checking the runner, gets back quite easily. Guerrero has no stolen bases on the season. We do have the rule in the minor leagues. You can only throw over twice to a base during an at-bat, and the third time you throw over, you've got to pick off that runner. Otherwise, the runner gets the bag upstairs and missing. Everybody in the infield except Zubia likes to wear their pants up high and show the solid black socks. Even Palacios. Here's the 2-1. This one's coming back and only hit the roof. Silver Slovakers, they love their souvenirs, but that ball's just stuck on the roof. It's amazing how nice and white, how crisp these uniforms can be throughout the season and just getting so dirty. The spikes, though, some of them stay nice and white, high heat upstairs, swing and a miss, and some just, you just can't get all the dirt off of it. As Lewis, I see, he's probably really trying to help getting the clubbies to get. He's got white spikes trying to get off the grime, but is there a little off-white? Another strikeout for Palacios. That's strikeout number 52 on the season. Second here of the night as we're in the second inning. Hammerheads up 1-0, trying to stop the winning streak of the St. Lucie Mets. At the plate, it's Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder, batting 249. One ball, one strike, two down. Watson shaded a little bit over to left, third baseman playing behind the bag with the righty at the plate. Palacios going upstairs, but off the mark just a little to get Consuegra to swing and miss. He's chasing after it. So there's a big gap close to second base in between the shortstop and second baseman. But look who might be hung up to dry as the runner goes to second, the throw to first, and then over to second base as Lewis tags him before he can reach second base. That's Guerrero, and he will be the third out of the inning. So it's a 1-2-3 inning, a little bit unique, but Guerrero is out as he is trying to steal second base, caught in between first and second, and that'll do it. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. As we go to the bottom of the third here at the Dean, it'll be the 6-7 and 8 hitters, Rodriguez, Zubia, and Prater, as the Hammerheads lead 1-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We are in the bottom of the second inning. Hammerheads up 1-0. Christian Rodriguez at the plate. Zubia on deck. Prater in the hole. Hamill on the hill. He's working on Rodriguez right now. 2-1 the count. The rainbow has disappeared in right field. But I think that was a great sign for the Hammerheads, as the rainbow was out there in right, and the Hammerheads have taken over, you know, took over the 1-0 lead early. Both teams have one hit apiece. The Mets have one error, and the Hammerheads have one run. Hamill misses. Oh, no, he doesn't, as the ABS calls that a strike. It just catches the outside part of the plate. That was quite low, too. Three balls and two strikes of the count full. Here's the pitch to the lefty at the plate. He swats it away to the left side, out of play. All right, the fans are starting to get a little rowdy here at the Dean. It is Silver Sluggers night. Here's the payoff pitch. Once again, Rodriguez fouling it off, this time into the backstop. The claps are for the fans. Or the fan. Oh, no, it's Hammy the... Hammy. Hamilton R. Head, our mascot for the Jupiter Hammerheads, who actually has the souvenir ball, and he's going to give it to a fan. The 3-2 breaking ball. Outside part of the plate, and Rodriguez swings and misses. The first strikeout victim. As Hamill, that's his 44th strikeout this season. Zach Zubia will step in. Through 41 games, he has 26 hits, 5 of them doubles, 4 home runs, and 12 RBI on the season. Zubia batting from the right side, so righty on righty matchup. Hamill delivers. That one's inside. Right at the belt, but inside, so one ball, no strikes. Mets are wearing their road grays. They have their gray pants with the royal blue stripe going down the side, their orange tops to match their parent club with the royal blue and the orange colors, just like the New York Mets. Royal blue caps on with the SL logo in orange and white. Two balls and one strike. They kick the pitch. The ABS calls that a strike right at the knees. Defensively, St. Lucie playing straight away. Hammerheads are led by manager Angel Espada. He's coaching third base right now. Three and two the count. Home plate umpire, though, stops, calls time, and gets a new ball in for Hamel. The pitching coach for the Hammerheads is Glenn Dishman, the hitting coach Ty Hawkins, and the defensive coach is Nate Michaelis. The payoff pitch, once again at the knees, but that one misses, so that will be the first walk allowed by Hamel here today. He has walked now 23 on the season. So with one out, Zubio walks. That's the 38th time that Zach Zubia has walked this season, too. Sam Prater will step in, the catcher. He's batting 308 in four games here with the Hammerheads. He's 4-for-13 and has scored four runs. Breaking ball missing, low and away. Yesterday's ball game was won by the Mets. It was a 9-6 win. It was a long game, almost a three-hour game. We're used to now with the way that all the rules are, the pitch clock, and also a couple other changes that we've had with the ABS, different things that have helped move the games along. So that was a long one. That was a usual one, or a short one in the past, until we've had some rule changes in the last couple of seasons. But St. Lucie won, so they're leading this series here 1-0. The winning pitcher was McLaughlin. The losing pitcher was Bierman. The save picked up by Cologne. St. Lucie scored first. I mentioned the very first pitch of the ball game. De Los Santos hit it over the wall. That was a home run ball. So that kind of set the tone. But still, the Hammerheads, they were on the way to coming back last night at the belt for the strike. So 3-1 the count here to Prater. St. Lucie scored six runs in the second, so they were up 7-0. But Jupiter, they just started tacking on runs in the bottom of the second, scored two. Chopper up the middle, in comes Tillian, and he underhands it to the second baseman Guerrero to get the lead runner. Then the relay throw to first will get Prater, and that's a double play that will get the St. Lucie Mets out of this inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning. We'll talk more in the third about last night's ball game, but the Hammerheads still have the 1-0 lead as we head to the top of the third. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're focused more
on providing you with experts. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out.
Stanley Consuegra at the plate. The center fielder pops this one up to Osiris Johnson in center field. So the center fielder to the center fielder as Consuegra is retired with a pop out.
Jose Rivera.
One down. That'll bring up the catcher, Jose Rivera. Rivera batting an even 200 this season. Through 25 games, he has 14 hits. Pitch inside, and that one misses. One ball and no strikes. Two hopper into the glove of Watson. Throw across the diamond is in time, so Rivera grounds out to short. 6-3 for everyone scoring at home.
And 19, Jack Thomas,
I love scoring the ball game. I know not everyone scores a ball game anymore. So easy just to watch it on game day, right? Got the box score and all the plays. And you can listen to us, too, while you're watching on game day. So at the plate, it's the only lefty here in the lineup for the Mets, the designated hitter, Jack Thomas Wold. Second pitch on the ground. Easy pickup by Zubia. He'll take it himself. And that is a quick 1-2-3 inning. So the Mets go down in order.
No runs on no hits, no errors, and no one left.
The Hammerheads, it'll be 9-1-2 when we return right after this short break. Jupiter's leading 1-0. And you're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Grants and matching gifts. Our local employees have contributed more than 74,000 volunteer hours in that same time.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third inning at the plate for the Hammerheads. It's the left fielder, Jorge Caballero. He's batting 256 through 31 games. One ball and one strike as the sun comes out even more. And that's a hard hit. It gets by the diving Tillian at short into left field. So Caballero is aboard as he leads off the third inning for the Hammerheads with the base hit. Good job by Caballero. Boy, did he have a big game last night for the Hammerheads. He went 2-for-4, scored a run, drove in one with his big home run. And as I was talking about last night, even in the 9-6 loss, the Hammerheads, the game was much closer at times. And St. Lucie had that 7-0 lead in the top of the second, but Jupiter scored 2 runs in the bottom of the second, 3 runs in the bottom of the third, and another run in the bottom of the fourth. So at that point, it was an 8-6 ball game. But then through the last 5 innings, the Hammerheads were shut out by the Mets, and they just could not score to tie the ball game or take over the lead or anything. So that's when they fell last night 9-6 to the Mets. We're back up to the top of the order with Watson. He's batting from the left side, grounded out back in the first. 2 balls and no strikes to the leadoff hitter. He'll pop this one to the left side. Going back is Dominguez all the way to the warning track. That ball just kept on going. There is no wind here at the Dean right now. I don't see any flags blowing on the left or the right side of the diamond. I do see a flag way off in the distance over on the complex, like way, way, way off in the distance. When I talk about that, it's way back in the backfield, and it's blowing out there. There's just nothing to block it. But here, the flag's closer to the clubhouse for the Marlins, and also here close on the field. With our flags that are in right, nothing's moving at all. There's no wind. Quigley Caballero gets back as the throw to first base is not in time. So Watson is retired as he flies out to left. Jose Salas at the plate, the switch hitter, batting from the left side facing the right. He swings and misses. Salas doubled back in the first and went around to score as there was an error on the play. The next batter, Ian Lewis, throw from second to first was just like an easy throw, but it was a miscatch by Barrascierta, and that helped Lewis get to second base, let alone get on board, and Salas went around to score. Heads up, base running by the Hammerheads. Chopper to the right side. Quick throw over to second base to get the lead runner, but there will be no throw to first base. Salas aboard on the fielder's choice. Caballero out at second.
Second baseman, number two, Ian Lewis.
Two down. That'll bring up Ian Lewis. Lewis, as we mentioned, was aboard on the error, and with that error, Salas was able to score, and that has the Hammerheads up 1-0. Lewis, also a switch hitter, batting from the left side. First pitch strike. 0-1 the count with 2 down. Lewis was 1-for-5 last night with an RBI and scored a run. Up at the letters, it's a pop-up. It looks like it will go out of play, and it does. It bounces into the green seats and will be a souvenir for a young fan here who has his glove. He shows he's got the ball, and everyone cheers for him. I think the recovery of foul balls sometimes gets the biggest cheers here at the Dean. The home plate umpire's clearing off the plate with his brush as Robbie Robinson, the manager for the St. Lucie Mets, and the trainer go out to make sure the catcher is okay. I didn't catch why they would do that, but I know that it is very routine for Robinson to chat a lot with the umpires and stop play, as I've seen him come out quite a few times in this series with the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. Fly ball to left. Couple of steps and easily Dominguez makes the grab out there in left field, so Lewis is retired as he also flies out to left field. One runner stranded for the Hammerheads as we go to the top of the fourth. 1-0, the Hammerheads still continue to lead. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Chevrolet Stadium.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The leadoff hitter, Junior Tillian, at the plate, and he picks up a base hit into left center. So Tillian is aboard. Palacios still on the hill here for the Hammerheads. That's his second hit that he's allowed here today. No runs and no walks, and a strikeout, too. Carlos Dominguez steps in. Palacios delivers, and that's upstairs and off the mark. One ball and no strikes to the left fielder. Dominguez grounded out back in the first, so he's 0 for 1 here today. Tillian has no stolen bases, but he's taken a big lead at first base. Palacios delivers, 1 and 1 the count. Tillian quickly gets back as the throw is sent to first base. Not in time. Tillian dives in. And Tillian last night was 2 for 4. Doubled and drove in 4 runs yesterday. 4 out of the 9 St. Lucie Mets runs. Big swing and a miss by Dominguez, and his helmet popped up. Didn't fall off, but it popped up off his head. Had to make sure it's set squarely back on his head. Swing and a miss there. And Dominguez is retired as he goes down swinging. There's one down. Third strikeout for Palacios tonight. 53 on the season.
Number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Omar De Los Santos will step up. He's the hitter that hit the first pitch of the ball game last night over the fence. Goes after the first pitch here, delivered by Palacios, but that one's hit out of play. Not playable for even the fans here in the stands as it goes way out of play into Main Street. It's turning out to be a great night here at the ballpark. It's always easier on the fans and the players when it's a little shaded, you know, partly cloudy, where you know the sun's out there. It's going to be a good night, but not too blazing hot where it's in everyone's eyes in the stands or on the field. Hard hit on the ground. Watson picks it up, throws it over to second. The relay throw is errant, though, and it gets away from the first baseman, Zubia. And now it's a lot of troubles. It's stuck out there in no man's land and really in the bullpen. The bullpen gets up, tries to get out of the way, but there's no way that Zubia is going to be able to pick up that ball as it's behind the folded chairs and the tarpon and the wall there. So that was trouble there for anybody, but the lead runner, Tillian, is out at second base. De Los Santos aboard with the fielder's choice. And the
first baseman, number 24, Raul Barrasierta.
Ball got by the first baseman, Zubia, stuck over there, like I said, in the Mets' bullpen on the right side. So that'll put De Los Santos at third base. Raul Barrasierta will step up with 2 outs. Hammerheads only have a very slim lead. 1-0 right now is their lead. And the Mets have a runner at third base with two outs. Barisierda is the cleanup hitter. Had an infield base hit back in the second, and he's batting 308 right now. Palacios, though, has done well here against the Mets so far. It's been three up and three down every inning. Chopper right by the plate that comes back and hits Barisierta. 0-2 the count with two outs. The pitch, and this one goes back into the screen behind home plate. Slow chopper right by the pitching mound, like right in front of it, and that'll be it. Between Prater and Palacios. Prater allows Palacios to take it, throw to first base in time. That could have been trouble. Barisierta was jammed by a fastball coming in from Palacios. All he could do, though, was dribble it right in front of the mound and in front of the plate. The runner was coming home, but cleanly Palacios plays it and gets Barisierta out at first base. It was almost like a squeeze bunt. So the Hammerheads continue to hang on to their lead as we go to the home half of the fourth. They're up 1-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Brady Allen at the plate. The ball from Hamill delivered right at Allen. And as I was adjusting our audio board, I believe that Allen was hit. Boy, that was coming right at him. I don't know if it hit him on the hand, but it was coming at his face. It was a big looper, though. A breaking ball that, I mean, if anything, it wasn't a fastball coming in. So Allen is at first base. That'll bring up the center fielder, Osiris Johnson. Rodriguez on deck. Hamill delivers and misses. The Hammerheads scored first in the first, and they lead 1-0. Hamill has only hit three batters this season. Allen has being the third one. Johnson batting from the right side. Righty on righty matchup. 2-0 the count. Ball dropped by Rivera, and there goes Allen. The throw to second. It's to the left of the bag, so Allen will slide in one knee, and he'll be there safe as the throw. It wasn't the best throw. that Rivera could make, but it was the only throw. Second stolen base by Allen. So Brady in scoring position, Johnson at the plate. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that one misses low, so Osiris will take first base. Second batter walked by Hamill here today. The Hammerheads are looking good with runners at first and second and no outs. Christian Rodriguez will step up to the plate. He's 0 for 1, struck out back in the second. Rodriguez had a good night last night, though. He went 2 for 3 and scored a run. Allen at second base. After he was hit by a pitch on a wild pitch, he made it to second safely, and then Johnson is walked to first. No outs. Rodriguez batting from the left side, 0-1. And this one will miss inside. Zubia's on deck. The Hammerheads have left two runners stranded through three innings, have two hits and one run, and have the lead here in game two of the six-game set. Rodriguez patient at the plate, two balls and a strike. He has walked 18 times this season, now in his 43rd game. This is the Hammerheads' 51st game of the season. Hamill delivers a fastball strike, catches the outside part of the plate, 2-2 the count. Both teams have two hits. The Hammerheads have the 1-0 lead. Hamill delivers, going upstairs and in on Rodriguez. He fouls it off. Boy, is it great to be back in the booth. It seems like a long time, and it has. As last week, boy, I'm coming back from, you know, it's summer ball, summer travel baseball tournaments, and then it rained so much last week, and I was sick, so you'll hear me coughing maybe a little bit, and I'm still trying to get over it, but so much has happened, and I'm finally back in the booth as Rodriguez swings and misses. That's the second time that he has struck out against Hamill here tonight. One down, runners remain at first and second. Zach Zubia will step in. So it helped getting those rainouts since I didn't miss too much. Ball called and the runners will advance. Now Allen's at third base and Johnson at second. We had that tropical storm coming through. It started over from the Gulf into and across, you know, the state. I don't think we got very much. Excuse me there. As far as the winds and the rain that we could have, you know, coming off a tropical storm, it was just constant rain that, and of course some areas was going to cause flooding, and there was flooding in the dugouts here. It drains so well, but when it just keeps raining, you just can't, you know, control all the water that comes on the field. Hard hit, left side, squeaks through the infield. The Hammerheads go up 2-0, and rounding third base is Johnson. He slides in as the throw, the tag is applied, but not in time as Johnson crosses the plate on the slide to give the Hammerheads the 3-0 advantage here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So off the bat of Zach Zubia, base hit through the infield into left, and he drives in two runs. The Hammerheads are up 3-0. Great job by Zach Zubia, patient at the plate. He walked back in the second, and then here in the fourth inning, driving in two runs. That makes it 14 RBI for him on the season, and his 27th hit. Breaking ball delivered to Sam Prater. Prater, very patient, watches it sail in off the plate. He's batting from the right side. One ball and no strikes. The hit batter, the walk, the wild pitch, and then the balk. did not help Hamill at all. He actually hurt himself here this inning, hitting the leadoff hitter Allen, then walking Johnson. The wild pitch that let Allen advance, the balk that let both runners advance, and then allowing the base hit by Zubia to drive in two. Hamill delivers, and now he will hit Sam Prater. He was coming in with a fastball and just came in a little bit too inside as Prater tries to get out of the way, turns his back, but then gets hit in the back. So after coming in with only hitting two batters through 38 innings into this game, and he can make it 39, 40, 41 innings, Hamill has doubled that as he has hit two batters here, two hammerhead hitters, just within this inning. So Zubia at second, Prater at first. Looks like the pitching coach, Victor Ramos, will go out to the mound, talk to his pitcher and catcher, and quickly the bullpen is getting up, stretching, and throwing. A righty write-up now here for the Mets as he starts throwing.
And don't miss the biggest bash in Abacoa this year. Join us for Bounce Houses, baseball, live bands, and more on July 3rd and 4th. Fireworks will happen both nights at roughly 9 p.m. Spend your Independence Day with the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Caballero, the number 9 hitter in the lineup, will face Hamill next with runners at first and second and only one out. It's becoming a longer inning, but that's okay because the Hammerheads are scoring here and have now a 3-0 lead. Caballero, base hit to the left side back in the third. First pitch missing, one ball and no strikes. After Caballero, it's Watson who is on deck. Hamill leans in, gets the signs from Rivera. Delivers upstairs, missing. 2-0 the count here to Caballero. Hamill comes set, puts his glove at the belt, has his right knee unlocked, and then delivers a strike at the knees to Caballero. Jorge with the high socks. He likes to keep them really high, too. He's got like the short pants there as his black socks go over his knees. White spikes with orange. Looks like his back pocket is inside out and pulled out. I know some guys like to do that. It's kind of like a superstitious kind of lucky thing. So he's got his right pocket and his back pants pulled out and dangling. Three balls and one strike. Caballero waves his bat, then sets it. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit on the ground, through the infield, up the middle. That will have Zubia rounding third, heading home. The throw is cut off in between the mound and the catcher. And that would have been a very close play, but the Hammerheads now go up 4-0.
The shortstop, number 3, Khalil Watson.
Jorge Caballero with the base hit RBI, driving in Zubia. Zubia, as he rounded third base, stood up as he crossed the plate, and the ball coming in from Consuegra was cut off by Barrasierta, and then he looked and he saw that he wouldn't be able to throw home, and it would have been a close one, though. Prater at second right now, Caballero at first. We're back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads. Three runs have crossed the plate here in the fourth to make it a 4-0 ball game in favor of Jupiter. Mets have a 7-game win streak on the line. The pitch, pop up, out of play. Two balls and a strike here to Watson. Watson is 0 for 2 today. He grounded out back in the first, flied out to left in the third. Righty on lefty matchup. Pop up. That might stay in the ballpark here in foul territory. It does. And the third baseman, Lugo, looks like he has a bead on it. Has to turn around. He actually has his back to home plate and then turns but cannot make the grab as he loses the ball in the sky. No wind to help or hurt as the flags are just static. No wind blowing anywhere, but Lugo just lost that up in the sky. It's a hard sky to play with. No sun in anyone's eyes, but the clouds and the light sky with the blue and the white just gets it hard to see sometimes. Inside of the hands, swing and a miss. Watson is retired as he heads back to the dugout.
0-64.
Two down, that'll bring up Jose Salas. Salas is 1 for 2 today. He doubled and scored a run in the first. Hit into a fielder's choice in the third. Lewis on deck. Salas batting from the left side. Hamill delivers. That one hits the dirt. So one ball and no strikes. Hammerhead scored their first run in the first. And couldn't do anything against Hamill until the fourth. Here in the fourth, have scored 3 runs. Breaking ball. Slow roller. Off the mound comes Hamill. He drops it, can't pick it up. Then finally does. Throws to first base. And the umpire on the base pass, Garrett Griffith, calls Salas safe. Mets defense not happy about that, especially Hamill.
10-43.
That was a tough play for Hamill coming off the mound. He threw a breaking ball. Salas weakly grounded it towards first base, but like right in between first and the mound. Hamill was the only one that really could make the play on it. He first tried to glove it, couldn't pick it up, then picked it up barehand, threw to first. Not in time as Salas is aboard with the infield hit. That has the bases loaded with Prater at third, Caballero at second, Salas at first, and Ian Lewis at the plate. Two down. If Lewis is aboard, we'll be batting around here in the fourth. Here's the 1-0, and that one misses outside. 2 balls and no strikes to Lewis. He's 0-for-2 today, was aboard in the first inning on an error by the first baseman. And then flied out to left back in the third. Hamill delivers the strike called on the outside part of the plate. 2-1 the count to the second baseman for the Hammerheads. Tilly in the shortstop playing closer to second. The second baseman playing way over, almost right next to Barisiert at first base, who's playing behind the bag and hugging the line. 2 balls, 2 strikes. With the lefty at the plate, the shift is on here against Lewis as he has switched over to the left side, facing the righty Hamill. Outfielders playing straight away. Count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Breaking ball inside, and that one misses. Count goes full here to Lewis. Through 21 games, Ian has walked 5 times and has struck out 17. The payoff pitch coming as Hamill looks in, gets the signs, leans back on his right leg, then delivers. Hit up the middle. Shortstop playing in the perfect position to make the play. Tillian throws to Barisiera, and that'll do it with the bases loaded. Lewis grounds out to short to end the inning, but not before the Hammerheads pick up 3 more runs and have the 4-0 lead as we head to the top of the fifth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We are in the top of the fifth inning, and it is a 4-0 ball game in favor of Jupiter. Palacios on the hill, still here for the Hammerheads, and he had a nice break, nice rest in the bottom of the fourth as the Hammerheads tacked on three more runs to take the 4-0 lead. He's working on Guerrero right now, the number five hitter in the lineup for the Mets. High heat upstairs, swing and a miss. Fourth strikeout victim for Palacios today.
The third baseman, number 12, William Lugo.
Palacios has struck out a Mets hitter each inning but the third. William Lugo, batting from the right side, faces the lefty. First pitch delivered, misses inside. One ball and no strikes. The sun, right before it is setting on the left side of the diamond, is peeking through the clouds. Weak foul ball to the left side. So now the sun is coming out, and everybody that went out to the field without their shades and no sunglasses are definitely getting the sun in their eyes and shading using their gloves, pulling down their caps a little bit over their eyes, because that sun is going into the right fielder's eyes, center, a little bit in the shortstop and second baseman too. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Weak ground ball, running in as Watson, but he's running without the ball in his glove as he stopped the ball from going, but it stayed stuck in the ground and not in his glove. So Lugo is aboard at first base. One down. Runner at first for the Mets. Stanley Consuegra will step up to the plate. He's 0-for-1. Popped up to center back in the third. Palacios kicks, delivers, ball popped up, and it hits the stairs and is picked up by one of our emergency EMTs here. Fly ball to the left side. Going back just short of the warning track is the left fielder for the Hammerheads, and he makes the grab. The cheer for the Hammerheads left fielder, but I think that cheer was more for the EMT giving our first aid responder here, giving the foul ball to a fan.
Jose Rivera.
Double cheers for everyone. So Consuegra flies out to left. There's two down, runner at first, Rivera at the plate. Hard hit, left side, scooped up by Salas at third, throw to second to get the lead runner, Lugo. It's in time, and Rivera hits into the fielder's choice, but Lugo out at third. That'll end things here with no runs, no hits, one error, and one man left on base. We'll go to the home half of the inning, into the bottom of the fifth. Starting things off for the Hammerheads, it'll be Allen, then Johnson, and Rodriguez. Jupiter up 4-0 as you're listening to the home of the Hammerheads here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
New pitcher on the hill for the Mets is facing Brady Allen here for the Hammerheads. And the new pitcher is Joshua Cornelli. Allen on the ground, backhanded by Lugo at third. Throw across the diamond. It is in time. So Allen is retired as he grounds out to third. Cornelli, the righty, is 6'2", 227 from Caracas, Venezuela. Did not play last season, was an undrafted free agent in 2017 and obtained by the Mets that year. So both pitchers on record right now, as Palacios is also from Venezuela. They kick the pitch to Osiris Johnson. That one misses. Two balls, no strikes with one out. The next pitch inside and missing. So three straight balls here to Osiris. The 3-0. In on the hands, a swing and a pop-up to the left side, taken easily by the third baseman, Lugo. So Osiris with three balls. Can't lay off that pitch inside. He gets jammed, and he pops up to third. Two down. That'll bring up Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez has struggled at the plate tonight. He's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Crinelli delivers a strike here to lead things off against Rodriguez. Righty on lefty matchup. Here's the 0-1. Hard hit. Gets by the diving first baseman, but backing it up is Guerrero. He throws to Crinelli, the pitcher who's covering the bag, with the first baseman Berzierta on the ground, and Rodriguez is retired as he grounds out. So the ball hit, gets by the diving first baseman Berzierta, but Guerrero right there to back him up, and then Crinelli, the pitcher, covering the bag in time, and Rodriguez is retired. So 1-2-3 go the Hammerheads. We head to the top of the sixth. Jupiter up 4-0 here at the Dean.
Dances out.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning, 4-0. Hammerheads are on top 4-0 here in the sixth. Zach Thomas Wool, the number 9 here for the Mets. At the plate, one ball and two strikes to Wool. He grounded out to first, his first trip up to the plate. Palacios delivers way wide of the plate there, 2-2. Through five innings, Palacios has allowed only two hits, no runs, no walks, and has struck out four. The lefty, 3-3 on the season, 4.31 ERA. He'll miss here against Wold, and that will be his first walk tonight. Palacios has only walked three batters all season.
Number 18, Junior Tullian.
The last time that Palacios faced St. Lucie was way back on April 19th. And Palacios picked up his first win of the season against the Mets. He pitched six innings, allowed four hits, a run. It was earned. It was a home run. Did not walk a batter, and it struck out seven. We're back up to the top of the order. Tillian at the plate. He's 1-for-2 today. struck out looking in the first, then a base hit to the left side in the fourth. 1-1 the count. Palacios' last game that he pitched was on the 31st, and he picked up the loss against the Cardinals. Hard hit, left side, on the run is Caballero. He's not able to track it down. It bounces by the warning track, off the fence. Here comes the runner, Wold, and he will stand up and score for the Mets and gets the Mets on the board here in the sixth. So it's a 4-1 ball game as Tillian gets a stand-up double, driving in a run here in the sixth inning. That is the third hit allowed, first run by Palacios here today. What a game the pitcher has been pitching so far here in the sixth. Looks a little bit taxed as Wold walks and Tillian doubles. Wold easily scored. That ball hit over the head of Caballero. And this ball is going deep. It's a no-doubter over the left field wall. That's a two-run shot by Carlos Dominguez. His 12th home run of the season. I'll have to check that, wait a minute, as I look at these stats. But it is a 4-3 ball game now. Now the Hammerheads still have the lead, but only by one. So it is Dominguez's 12th homer of the season and his 31st and 32nd RBI. Hard hit on the ground, foul though, to the left side. That's De Los Santos at the plate. We know he can hit some homers too, as he has hit 8 bombs on the season. Number 8 came yesterday, the first pitch of the ball game. Upstairs missing. That's the kind where a hitter might actually go after it. It was right at eye level, but he lays off of it. De Los Santos has struck out 66 times, too. Here he pops up to the right side. It looks like Lewis will take it and call off the right fielder, and he does. So De Los Santos pops up to the second baseman. There's one out.
The
fans are quiet here at the Dean as the bats have come alive for the Mets. Palacios was cruising through the lineup of the Mets every inning. But then he walked the number 9 hitter, Wold, who's the only lefty in the lineup. Then Tillian doubled and drove in Wold. And Dominguez homered and drove in Tillian and himself. So the Hammerheads only have the 1-run advantage right now here in the sixth. 4-3 is the score on the board. One out, Barrasierta at the plate. One ball and one strike. Barrasierta is 1-for-2 in the air. Osiris Johnson tracking it down, and he makes the grab in the deepest part of the outfield. That was a tough play for Johnson. He is so speedy out there. Once an infielder, now an outfielder, working on that defense, and he can just track down any ball as he plays center field. Hard hit going towards the warning track at the 400 mark. Johnson going back, twists and turns, and puts out his left arm and makes the grab. Barrasierta is retired as he flies out to center field. Justin Guerrera at the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Up in the air to the left side, waiting on it is Caballero. He has a bead on it as the ball remains hanging up there in left field. And Caballero does make the grab in left. And that will retire the side here for the Mets, but not before a double and a home run drive in 3 runs here for the Mets. And the Hammerheads only take the 1-run advantage as we go to the home half of the sixth. It'll be the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Zubia, Prater, and Caballero for the Hammerheads.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Zach Zubia at the plate. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Zubia 1-for-1 with the walk, facing the reliever Cornelli, who's staying in after he relieved Hamill last inning. 1-2 the count here to Zubia. So after the Hammerheads scored 3 runs in the fourth to take over the ball game 4-0 in the top of the sixth, well, the Mets finally responded with a double and a home run and 3 runs. So 4-3, Jupiter up, Zubia at the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. They kick the pitch, and that one misses wide of the plate. 3-2 the count to Zubia. Payoff pitch delivered by the righty. Right down the heart of the plate. And the home plate umpire and the ABS call out Zubia as he is caught looking. Just couldn't pull the trigger as that ball went right down Broadway. One down, Sam Prater will step in. Hit into a double play in the second, then was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Cornelli is 2-2 on the season, 5.52 ERA. Curveball delivered to Prater for the strike, 0-1 the count. He's appeared in 11 games, has 1 hold, 1 save, and 2 opportunities. 14 2/3 innings pitched before tonight, allowed 10 hits, 9 runs, all earned. He's allowed 3 homers, hit 3 batters, walked 9, and has struck out 19 in 14 2/3 innings. Opponents batting 179 against Cornelli. 1-2 the count here to Prater. Sam looking for his first hit of the ball game. Off to the end of the bat. Out of play. Past the Cassidy cool zone in right. The stadium lights are on as the sun is now set to the left side of the diamond. The 1-2 pop-up. That could be trouble. Going after it is Consuegra, and he does make the grab in right center field. So Prater is retired as he flies out to Consuegra. Two down, the number 9 hitter for the Hammerheads steps in, Jorge Caballero. He's 2-for-2 today. And he's had a good series, 4 hits in the last 2 games. Driven in 2 runs and has scored 1. And has a home run too. So the last couple of games have been very good to this number 9 hitter for the Hammerheads. Swing ball into the screen behind home plate. 1-1 to Caballero. Caballero. Cornelli, 21 years of age, 6'2", 175. The righty has a powdered blue glove that he brings close to his chin as he comes sets, then at the belt delivers. That one misses low and away. As I mentioned, he did not pitch in 2020 or 2021. He last pitched in 2019. So with COVID, the pandemic, the lost 2020 season, and then did not pitch last season either. This is his first year in a low A ball here. Base hit up the middle. Caballero with two outs is a perfect 3-for-3 today.
B1.
So we're back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads with two outs. Khalil Watson will step in. He's 0-for-3 today with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Cornelli has faced Jupiter this season as the ball is dropped by Rivera. That will advance Caballero to second base. Cornelli pitched against the Hammerheads on April 19th. Two-thirds of an inning, did not give up a hit or run, did not walk a batter or strike out a batter, then pitched again 5 days later on the 24th. An inning of work allowed a hit, a run, it was earned, walked three, and struck out one. He last pitched on the 2nd against Daytona. One inning of work, allowed a hit, couple of runs, both earned, a home run, walked a batter and struck out one. Cornelli in his second inning of work, two balls and a strike here to Watson. Has only pitched a couple of innings twice before this season, or actually three times before this season. He's gone into his third inning of work, but not completed it, swing and a miss. So two balls and two strikes on Watson. Runner at second base with two outs. Cornelli looks the runner back once, twice, and then delivers. Low and away, swing and a miss. The ball dropped and then thrown down to first base. So Watson strikes out again, leaves a runner stranded, and we head to the 7th here at the Dean. But the Hammerheads still hang on to the lead. They're up 4-3. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much.
The center field.
We're back here at the Dean. The Hammerheads are up 4-3. At the plate, it is Stanley Consuegra, and there, this is another, a no-doubter over the left field wall. So Consuegra picks up his fourth home run of the season. This is a solo shot and his 15th RBI. He was 0-for-2 until this home run, and this will tie up the ball game here in the seventh. It's a 4-4 tied ball game. Off the bat of Consuegra. Before Consuegra, William Lugo grounded out. 5-3 play. Jose Rivera, the catcher at the plate. No balls and a strike. Inside, 1-1 the count. Jack Thomas Wold on deck for the Mets. He started everything off in the sixth inning as the Mets rallied for three runs as Wold walked. Ventilian doubled him home. Carlos Dominguez, two-run home run. Now Consuegra getting in on the home run action. But Rivera here at the plate swings and a weak ground ball to Salas at third base. Rivera's out. Throwing time at first.
Thomas Wold.
So Jack Thomas Wold will step in. The designated hitter is 0-for-1 today as he grounded out to first back in the third, then walked, scored a run in the sixth. Fly ball into right center. It could be trouble, though, as it is in short right center. On the run is Osiris Johnson, and he makes the grab to end the inning, but not before the Mets tie up the ball game at 4-4 here with a home run off the bat of Consuegra. Everybody at home, stand up and stretch and sing with our fans here at the Dean. It's the seventh inning stretch.
Stay on your feet. It's time for our t-shirt talk presented.
And his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve. By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the seventh here at the Dean. Jose Salas at the plate. Two balls and a strike. Carnelli remains on the hill in relief for the Mets. Now 2-2, the count to Salas. Lewis on deck, Allen in the hole. Weak grounder picked up by the pitcher off the mound. Throw over to first base, and that was a close one. But Salas is retired as he grounds out to the pitcher.
Second baseman, number two, Ian Lewis.
Ian Lewis will next step in, the switch hitter. Still batting from the left side, facing the righty, Carnelli. Lewis is 0 for 3 today, was aboard in the first on an error, then flied out and grounded out. Carnelli threw 2 1/3 innings of work, has allowed a hit, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout too. Make it a second hit that Carnelli has allowed, this one off the bat of Lewis as it goes through the infield on the left side past the shortstop, Tillian, who was shaded over. So a base hit into left field off the bat of Lewis. That should get the Hammerhead started here in the seventh. One down, Brady Allen, the cleanup hitter for the Hammerheads, steps up to the box. He has grounded out twice and hit by a pitch back in the fourth. That was a big inning for Jupiter. As Allen led off, he was hit by the pitch. A wild pitch advanced him, a ball advanced him again. And then Zach Zubia came to the plate a couple batters later. His single drove in Allen and Johnson. Then later Caballero drove in Zubia. And the Hammerheads took the 4-0 lead at that time. But now the Mets tied it up, and it's 4-4. Two home runs by St. Lucie, along with a double. And that's how they scored their four runs in the sixth and seventh innings. The pitch, missing low and away. One ball and one strike here to Allen. Carnelli delivers at the letters for the strike. 1-2 the count. Taking a look at some of the scores, I can see that our roommates here at the Dean, the Palm Beach Cardinals, are leading in Tampa 4-0. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Lakeland also in the fifth, 10-3 on the road against Dunedin. Lakeland is leading. Upstairs, swing and a miss with the fastball. So Allen goes down on strikes.
And
two down.
31.
Lewis remains at first base. Osiris Johnson will step up to the plate.
Number four, Osiris
Johnson, 0 for 2 today. Lined out in the first. Walked and scored a run in the fourth. And then popped up in the fifth. Clearwater and Bradenton tied up at 2. Curveball delivered to Johnson for the strike. Top of the eighth in Bradenton as it's all tied up at 2 apiece. 0-0 ball game, Fort Myers in Daytona. That's in the bottom of the fourth. So the best team in the West is playing the worst team in the East. And neither team has scored a run yet. Oh and 2 the count to Osiris. Runner at first with two outs. Carnelli takes the signs, comes sets at the belt, then delivers. At the knees, there goes the throw to second base. Tagged the runner, he's out at second. So Ian Lewis trying for the stolen base, and for the first time this year, he is caught stealing. That was a perfect throw by Rivera.
at Jupiter Medical Center.
Johnson will have his at-bat back in the eighth. So we head to the top of the eighth, a 4-4 all ball game here at the Dean in Jupiter, Florida. This is the home of the Jupiter Hammerheads. And we're chosen by Music Magazine.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke, corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart.
New pitcher on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the eighth is Patrick Murphy. Murphy the lefty, 6'1", 205 from Canton, Ohio, 25 years of age. Last played last year for the Tri-City Valley Cats. He is facing Junior Tillian, the leadoff hitter for the Mets. And Tillian is aboard with the base hit to center. Tillian is having a three-hit ball game here today. He's 3-for-4. Struck out looking in the first. Guess he was caught off guard because after that he settled in. Base hit in the fourth. Double in the sixth. And then now a single here in the eighth. Carlos Domingo steps in. Lefty and righty matchup. The pitch framed so nicely but just missing outside. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first base is Tillian. He has no stolen bases on the season. Murphy listed as born in Canton, Ohio, but then also says Chicago, Illinois. So pick one. We'll have to figure it out. I'm an Ohioan, but if he wants to claim Illinois, that's okay too. But he did go to Ohio State, so he is a Buckeye either way. Patrick is looking for his first win of the season. He's pitched in four games here for the Hammerheads and has a save. Through four innings of work, he has five strikeouts. Another foul ball off the bat of Dominguez. Two balls and two strikes here to the number two hitter in the lineup. Dominguez batting 259 right now with 32 runs batted in. 4-4 ball game. St. Lucie has six hits. The Hammerheads have seven. Fastball inside. Ground ball picked up by Watson. Underhands to get off the lead runner at second base. The relay throw to first is an errant throw, so Dominguez is safe at first base. Tillian out at second. Nice play by Khalil. 6-4 for the first out. But then Lewis, once again, his throw to first base is just not a good one. And Dominguez is aboard. That'll bring up Omar De Los Santos. Murphy delivers, swing and a miss, fastball inside. Three errors for the Hammerheads now here today. Barrasierta on deck for the Mets. Another fastball, this one missing. 1-1 the count to De Los Santos. Murphy has not faced the Mets this season. He last pitched on the first against the Cardinals. Foul ball pop up to the right side of the diamond, in foul territory. The first baseman, Zubia, reaches out and makes the grab, so that will retire De Los Santos. That's a good out for the Hammerheads here. Zubia watched it all the way off the bat of De Los Santos, and even though it was curving and going more foul away from the first baseman in the bag, Zubia reached out, picked up that liner in foul territory, so big out here. Two down, Dominguez at first. Barrasierta at the plate. The pitch, breaking ball misses wide of the plate there. Two balls and no strikes to the first baseman. So Murphy last pitching against the Cardinals on the first. One inning of work, one hit, no runs, and struck out two, did not walk any. Here's the 2-0. That one misses inside. The error at first base that has Dominguez at first base actually will go to the first baseman on a catching error. Murphy misses. Barrasierta will walk. Dominguez advances to second base.
The second baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrero.
The number one team in the Florida State League, let alone the East, the St. Lucie Mets, here in town for six games, facing the second place team in the East, the Jupiter Hammerheads. Hammerheads are 4-6 in their last 10, St. Lucie 8-2. We mentioned that they are on a win streak, have won seven in a row. It's a 4-4 ball game, though, and the Hammerheads are playing excellent ball against the Mets. Ground ball to Lewis, who underhands it to Watson, covering second to get the force out at second base. So no runs on one hit, one error, and two men left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. It's still 4-4 here at the Dean. It'll be Johnson, Rodriguez, and Zubia for the Hammerheads. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
But it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn.
We are back here at the Dean. Osiris Johnson is back at the plate. He is facing a new pitcher here for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Dylan Hall, the righty, 6'4", 224 from Stamford, Virginia. Last year he played in the Gulf Coast League with the Mets, also in St. Lucie and in Binghamton. Oh, it looks like he was in Brooklyn too. He made the rounds, picked up as a free agent by the Mets in 2020. Two balls and a strike to Osiris. At the knees, make it two strikes now. Johnson was at the plate when Lewis was caught stealing second, so he's returning back to the plate here in the eighth. Two balls, two strikes inside. Osiris swings at it. I don't know if it hit the bat, it hit him, he swung, no, it did not hit him, so, and he didn't run to first base. Pitcher picked it up, threw to first.
I-18.
Thinking that Osiris is out as he was trying to avoid getting hit, but also swinging. He will swing at the inside pitches, and he did there, so one down as Osiris goes down swinging at that inside pitch. Christian Rodriguez will step in. He's 0 for 3 today with a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. Righty on lefty matchup, swing and a miss. Hall delivers, breaking ball low, and another swing and a miss by Rodriguez. The pitch, inside, hard hit, off the glove of the third baseman, Lugo. It pops up, and then he has to turn around and try to find the ball again. He's not able to in time, and Rodriguez is at first base safely.
First baseman, number 25, Zach Zubia.
Zach Zubia will step in next. Hall, who's on the hill, is 1-0 on the season, 2.12 ERA through 13 games. Two saves and two opportunities, 17 innings pitched, 14 strikeouts. He has walked 7 and given up 4 earned runs. The 1-0 pitch to Zubia. That one misses inside. With one out, Rodriguez at first base. He's aboard on the fielding error by Lugo at third. Throw to first, not in time to pick off Rodriguez, who has only one stolen base on the season. Rodriguez hit it hard on the ground. Lugo ran in to make the play, but the ball popped out of his glove way up in the air. He had to turn around to his left and right, and he could not find the ball in time. When he finally did throw to first base, wasn't in time. Rodriguez aboard on the error. Zubia at the plate. Three balls, no strikes to the first baseman, who is 1-for-2 today. Hall misses. Zubia will take first, and Rodriguez will advance to second.
0-62.
So Zubia, patient at the plate. He has walked 39 times now this season and has struck out 44. He's walked twice here tonight. Single drove in two runs and struck out looking in the sixth. Zubia, big bat in the lineup here tonight for the Hammerheads. Now he's on the base pass. Sam Prater is 0-for-2. First pitch, pops it up. It could be trouble, and it is. A blue pace hit into short right field, and that will load the bases for the Hammerheads and bring up Jorge Caballero. So Prater decided to jump on the pitch from Hall, the very first pitch he saw. It was a blooper and tough for either Guerrero or De Los Santos. Even Consuegra was coming in, but it fell in right in short right field, just beyond second base on the grass. And Prater is aboard with the hit. Rodriguez at third, Zubia at second. Caballero at the plate. Hall delivers. That one's off the mark, wide of the plate. 1-0 the counts. Caballero is a perfect 3-for-3 today. We talked about how the last two games he has been a big bat in the lineup for the Hammerheads. Here's the 1-0. There's a strike at the knees. Caballero has three singles tonight and has driven in a run that was back in the fourth. He drove in a run last night. 2-for-4 with the home run. Curveball misses inside. 2-1 the count here to Caballero with the bases loaded. It's a 4-4 ball game. St. Lucie, 6 hits, 4 runs. The Hammerheads, 8 hits, 4 runs. Here's the 2-1. Bases juiced, nowhere to put Caballero, and there's a strike at the knees. Just catches the outside edge of the plate. Righty on righty matchup. The wind has not blown at all here tonight, though we have a couple of home runs. Definitely not wind aided. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, breaking ball. Caballero protects the plate and goes after it. It just kept breaking away from him, but he protected the plate and hit the ball into the screen on the right side of the diamond. Once again, two balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, upstairs, and that one misses. It was a fastball. Caballero could have pulled the trigger. He wasn't ready to go after that. It was a little upstairs, but when you see those balls right at your eyes, sometimes it's hard to lay off of it, but Caballero did. So the count is full to the left fielder. Bases are loaded, only one out. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, pop up. It may stay in the ballpark here. It does. First baseman Barisierta goes after it, plants underneath, and makes the grab in foul territory close to the bullpen of the visiting team. So Caballero retired for the first time today as he pops up in foul territory into the glove of the first baseman Barisierta. That was a big out here for the Mets with the bases loaded. Now it'll be up to the lead-off hitter for the Hammerheads, Khalil Watson. Watson is 0-for-4 here today. He grounded out, flied out, and has struck out twice. Khalil, or like they call him Kool-Aid is his nickname. He's always cool at the plate. Just 19 years of age and turned 19 on April 16th. So he's 19 all season. First round draft pick by the Marlins just last year. Khalil will be tested here with the bases loaded, two outs. Righty on lefty matchup, breaking ball. Watson doesn't go after it, and it is a strike at the knees. No balls, one strike. Hall leans in, takes the signs, comes set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Another breaking ball. This time Watson swings at it, fouls it by the plate. There was no way Khalil could lay off that, because that same pitch was a strike that he let go by. So no balls and two strikes here to Khalil. Batting 218 to start the game. Here's the pitch. That one's inside. Good eye by Watson. Rodriguez at third, Zubia at second, Prater at first. It's a 4-4 ball game. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 1-2, Khalil protecting and swings and fouls this ball off. If there was any a time that the Hammerheads needed to score, it is right now. They left the bases loaded one other time here tonight. That was in the fourth after scoring three runs. Here's the 1-2 swing and a miss. And with the bases loaded, Watson strikes out for the third time tonight. What a big out. Big two outs by the Mets after loading the bases. So no runs on just one hit, one error, three left on by the Hammerheads. We go to the top of the ninth inning. It's still a 4-4 ball game.
Catch all your sports action while you enjoy their culinary-inspired food and amazing drink specials. Duffy, their game is always on.
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track.
Top of the ninth inning here at the Dean. It's a 4-4 ball game. William Lugo at the plate. Then it's Consuegra and Rivera for the Mets. Patrick Murphy in his second inning of relief work here for the Hammerheads. The lefty on the hill through one inning, allowed a hit, no runs, walked a batter. He's facing Lugo. One ball and two strikes. Lugo is 0 for 3 today, struck out. was aboard on an air and then grounded out. 253 hitter. There's the 1-2. Right at the belt, the fastball. Lugo will go down looking. First strikeout for Murphy here tonight. So the book's been closed on Palacios, the starter for the Hammerheads. He pitched 7 innings, allowed 5 hits, 4 runs all earned. Walked only 1, struck out 4. Gave up 2 home runs, and his ERA moved up just a little bit. It's 4.42. Palacios will not be in on the decision, as it is a 4-4 ball game. Consuegra at the plate, lefty and righty matchup. No balls and a strike. Murphy powers it in, a swing and a miss. That was cheese at the knees. Consuegra 1-for-3 today, popped up, flied out. Homer and drove in a run, scored 1-2 on that home run in the 7th. Here's the 0-2. There's another fastball, swing and a miss. So Consuegra will go down swinging. Murphy's keeping the Hammerheads in this ball game. Hammerheads will get their last shot in the bottom of the 9th. Who will play the role of the hero in tonight's ball game? Back-to-back strikeouts, and now Murphy works on Rivera. He'll miss upstairs, 1 ball and no strikes. The catcher is 0-for-3 today, couple of ground outs. Head into a fielder's choice in the 5th. Murphy mixing things up, misses inside. 2-0 is the count to Rivera. On deck is Wold, the number 9 hitter in the lineup for the Mets. The Mets have only seen lefties here today. There is a righty warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one's coming back hard, and it hits the roof right above the suites next to me, to the right of me. Cardinals still leading Tampa on the road, 5-0 there in the 7th. At the belt, but outside. So 3 balls and a strike here to Rivera. Bottom of 7. Lakeland still up 11-3 against Dunedin. At the belt, this one catches the mark inside. So 2 strikes. Now Rivera, 3-2 count. Still zeros in Daytona, top of the 6th there. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, misses upstairs. Murphy trying to get Rivera to chase after it. Doesn't get enough break to it. It's off the mark, so Rivera will walk with 2 outs.
The designated hitter, number 19, Jack Thomas Wold.
Rivera has walked now 23 times on the season. Jack Thomas steps in, bats from the left side. Lefty on lefty matchup. Wold is 0-for-2 with a walk and scored a run in the 6th. The Mets scored 3 in the 6th and tied it up in the 7th off the bat of Consuegra, who hit a solo home run. 6 hits by the Mets, 4 runs. The 2 biggest hits were in the 6th. Well, the 3 biggest hits. Double and a home run, and then that home run to tie up the ball game in the 7th. Here's the 1-1. Wold was jammed. It's up in the air to the left side. Cabrera coming in, and Caballero makes the grab in short left field. So no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 9th here at the Dean. It's up to the Hammerheads, 4-4 ball game. And first up, it'll be Salas, Lewis, and Allen. So the 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the lineup for the Hammerheads. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning, first up for the Hammerheads, it's Jose Salas. Salas will face the reliever Dylan Hall. He came in last inning. First pitch, breaking ball misses low and away. Actually, that's pitch number two. So two balls and no strikes here to Salas. Up in the air, foul ball to the left side. It stays in the park, and it is caught in foul territory. Tough break for the Hammerheads.
65.
As Salas pops up.
Second baseman, number two, Ian
right in the
Lewis.
Bullpen of the Hammerheads. It's chased down, and there's one out now. So the Hammerheads down to their last two outs. It's a 4-4 ball game. Ian Lewis will step in. He's 1-for-4 today. Big swing and a miss by Lewis. Base hit back in the seventh inning. Then he was caught stealing to end that inning. One ball, one strike, one out. Big gap over at second base as the second baseman is shaded over to first. First baseman playing way behind the bag at first base. Both fielders very well. The second baseman is on the lip on the grass right there, and the first baseman is pretty close to the grass. They're playing him well, though. Hard hit, couple of bounces, and it spins around Guerrero at second base. It's hit right to him, but so hard, and he kind of spins and catches 41. It at the same time. Throw to first base, and Lewis is retired as he grounds out to second. So here in the minor leagues, they cannot shift to have more than two fielders to the left and right of the bag, but that shift with Guerrero over towards first base, he was perfectly placed. Two down, change up to Brady Allen. One ball, no strikes. Brady was aboard back in the fourth as he was hit by a pitch. This one is going to be a base hit through the infield into left field. That was a fast, well, not actually, it was a hanging breaking ball upstairs, and he waited on it and aligned it into left field. So Brady Allen is aboard, his first hit tonight. With two outs, Allen comes through, and now let's see if Osiris will too. Osiris Johnson, the center fielder for the Hammerheads, great defensive plays today. Now looking for a hit. Two down. Allen at first base, taking a lead. All looks in, then delivers. He's, wow, a lot of breaking balls. There's a curveball that misses. Throwing a lot of breaking balls the second time that he's facing the Hammerheads here in the ninth, or second inning of work for him. One ball, no strikes. Osiris with the bat on his shoulder goes after this pitch and pops it out of play. It's coming back. Hits the roof, bounces in front of me. That'll be picked up by a fan. We've got the youngsters coming out, racing down. They see it and they're going after it. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch, another curveball, and that one misses inside. 2-1 the count. 4-4 ball game, two outs. Hammerheads have the winning run at first base. Two balls and a strike. Hull delivers. Fastball inside. Osiris swings and misses. That's his zone. No matter what you pitch to him, if you jam him inside, he's going to swing at it. He likes those inside pitches, but he just doesn't always connect on them. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The winning run is at first base. Osiris Johnson at the plate. Line up the middle, and that will advance the runners at least one bag. Brady Allen stays at second base. So Osiris Johnson keeps the hit parade going on here for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. Osiris picking up his first hit of the night. Lined it up the middle. No one could even get any kind of glove on it at all as it went into center field. So Allen at second, Johnson at first. Christian Rodriguez will step up to the plate. And oh my goodness, I've got bugs coming in attacking me. There'll be a meeting on the mound with the pitching coach for the Mets. That is Victor Ramos talking to his pitcher and catcher. 4-4 ball game. The Mets don't lose very often. In fact, they have only lost 16 times this season. They've won 7 in a row. The Hammerheads trying to stop that winning streak and start their own as they have lost 3 in a row. On the road, the Mets are 15-13, so that's where you catch them because they've only lost 3 games at home. They've won 20 games at home. The Hammerheads have the advantage here in the bottom of the ninth. The winning run is at second base. Christian Rodriguez, a lefty at the plate. The righty, Hall delivers, and he misses low and away. One ball and no strikes. Salas popped up. Ian Lewis grounded out. Brady Allen singled to left. Osiris Johnson singled to center. And Christian Rodriguez is at the plate. He is 0-4 today. He could be the hero right now. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one misses outside, just missing. The Hammerheads have action in the bullpen where the Mets do not. With the lefty at the plate, the second baseman is way over by first base with the first baseman way behind the bag at first. They're playing him very similar to how they played Ian Lewis. Three straight balls to Rodriguez. There is room for him. They could load the bases here. But it would be great to go home with a win right now. But Dylan Hall, way wide of the plate to the lefty. Rodriguez will jog to first base with the walk. Allen goes to third, Johnson to second. So Zach Zubia will step up to the plate. He drove in two runs back in the fourth. Single to left, driving in those two runs. He has walked twice before. He is 1-for-2 today. Zubia, righty on righty matchup. He has driven in 14 runs this season and has the bases loaded. And Hall misses upstairs. It was breaking ball, breaking ball, breaking ball. Now he's just trying to get his fastball over the plate. He missed there. Infielders playing deep with the bases loaded. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one misses inside, not only against the umpire here, but the ABS. It is an automatic balls and strikes night here at the ballpark on Wednesday and Thursday. Two balls and no strikes. The kick, the pitch. There's a strike at the knees inside. 2-1. Zubia getting ready now. He's digging in. This is a hitter's count for Zubia with the bases loaded and two outs. 4-4 ball game. Here comes the pitch, and the ball is coming back into the screen behind home plate. It's anybody's ball game right now, and the count is even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The Hammerheads have had the bases loaded a couple of times before, and that was in the fourth and the eighth innings and could not produce. Left all three runners stranded out there. Zubia, two balls, two strikes, the kick, the pitch, and there's a swing and a miss. And the Hammerheads have the opportunity to win the ball game right here in the bottom of the ninth. Zubia cannot connect with the fastball delivered by Hall, and that will leave three runners stranded, and we go to extras here at the Dean. 4-4 is the score. We will go to the top of the 10th right after this, and it'll be the Mets 1-2-3 hitters back up to the top of the order for St. Lucie. So stick with us. We've got an exciting game here at the Dean. We're going to extras, and you're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Hi everyone, it's been another exciting year for Chrome OS, and it's all thanks to you. I am Fahad Imtiaz, and I am a product manager on the Chrome OS apps team.
And I'm Travis Gorkin, a Chrome OS engineering manager.
We are thrilled to share what we have been up to in the past year. However you bring your ideas to life, we have been hard at work to give you better tools, more support, and a fast, simple and secure environment to keep developing world-class experiences. Maybe you're building a fantasy game and you want it to be just as immersive on mobile as a desktop. Or you are an artist looking for a digital canvas that feels just like paper. Or a parent trying to juggle work and school under one roof. Maybe you're all three. No matter who you are, or what you're building, you can create, experiment, and grow with Chrome OS. Let's dive right in with a roundup of what's new. We have continued to roll out powerful devices, tools, and software for users and developers. And we are excited by how people are using Chrome OS to grow in all areas of their lives. Today, we are reaching people, businesses and schools in over 50 countries.
We are in the top of the 10th inning here at the Dean. Swing and a miss, Jake Strand. On the hill in relief for the Jupiter Hammerheads, placed runner is Albert Suarez at second base. 4-4 ball game. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That one just misses. Schrand, 6 foot. The righty, 190 from Cincinnati, Ohio. 22 years of age. Drafted last year in the ninth round by the Marlins. And he played in the Florida Complex League here in Jupiter. Inside and missing with the fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ground ball goes foul to the left of third base. Schrand is 1-1 on the season, 3.38 ERA. He's appeared in 10 games for the Hammerheads, 13 and a third innings. Fastball, swing and a miss. So Junior Tillian will sit down. There's one down. Carlos Dominguez will come to the plate.
Well,
so 13 and third innings. Schrand has allowed 11 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 home runs. He's hit a batter's walk 6, but he struck out 11. Opponents batting .229 against the righty. First right-hand pitcher that the Jupiter Hammerheads have on the hill here tonight against the Mets. He's throwing strikes. 0-1 the count to Dominguez. Another fastball. Schrand comes right over the top as he pitches. That fastball misses outside, so 1-1 is the count. The Hammerheads had the bases loaded 3 times tonight and left all 3 runners stranded each inning. That was in the 4th, the 8th, and the 9th innings. Hammerheads have 10 hits, 4 runs. St. Lucie, 6 hits, 4 runs. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Dominguez, who hit a home run, drove in 2 in the 6th. He is 1-for-4 on the night, ground out, struck out, and an error around the home run. Another fastball, trying to time it out, but Dominguez is late. He misses it as he hits it into the screen behind home plate. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Does he get him here? Fans aren't happy as the umpire on the base pass, Garrett Griffith, said, nope, he didn't go. He didn't go around. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Every strike, every out counts here in extra innings. There's a placed runner at second base in the extra innings for both teams, making it easier for one team to score. Fastball upstairs, a little off the mark, and there's a swing, right, foul tip into the glove of Prater, and Dominguez will also go down swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts. Now it's Omar De Los Santos that will step in. De Los Santos is 0-for-4 today. A couple of pop-ups, a line out, and hit into a fielder's choice in the 4th. 274 hitter goes after this first pitch, swing and a miss. Schrand is locating his fastballs, has some movement on it, not taking much off of his pitches. Mets hitters cannot connect. Once again, does he go? And he does. As Schrand stalled, that De Los Santos likes the outside pitch, and he pitched again, but really, you know, a little bit more outside. That would have been a ball, but swing and a miss. Now going inside, fastball. De Los Santos hits into the screen behind home plate. 2 outs, 2 strikes on the hitter. Schrand takes off his cap to wipe the sweat off his brow. He is generating some heat down there on the field, and it is a hot, humid night here at the ballpark. The 0-2 pitch, fastball, framed so nicely by Prater. But the ABS does not like it. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner at second base in scoring position. We are in the top of the 10th inning, a 4-4 ball game. Here's the 1-2. That one's low and away, but going after it is De Los Santos. As we mentioned, he goes after those pitches that are outside, and he will swing and miss, and it's 3 straight strikeouts for the reliever Jake Schrand and the Hammerheads. We will go to the bottom of the 10th. There'll be a placed runner for the Hammerheads, and first up will be Prater, then Caballero and Watson. A 4-4 ball game. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, at the plate, it is Sam Prater. Base hit to right. We have a place runner at second base, who's Zach Zubia, who advances to third base on the base hit to right. I'm just trying to get the audio board and everything squared away. And right away, the Hammerheads jump all over the new reliever for the St. Lucie Mets, Nate Jones. Jones, a righty, in relief of Dylan Hall, who pitched two innings, allowed three hits, no runs, walked a couple, struck out three. So now Nate Jones in relief. Sam Prater with the base hit to right. Zach Zubia at third base now. He was the placed runner. Jorge Caballero at the plate with runners at first and third. 4-4 ball game. We are in the bottom of the 10th. Jones delivers, breaking ball upstairs. That one misses, one ball and no strikes. Caballero, he had the opportunity back in the eighth as he popped up to first base with the bases loaded. 3-for-4 today, Caballero is. The ball gets by the catcher, and this could be the ball game. It is. Standing up is Zubia, and the Hammerheads walk away with the win after the ball getting by Rivera. And there goes the Gatorade, there goes the ice cubes, the water, and everything after that. Caballero at the plate, who is 3-for-4. Ball thrown by Nate Jones, the new reliever in for the Mets. And the pitch gets by Rivera. Zubia at third base has no trouble at all. Just running, standing up, crossing the plate, and making sure that the Hammerheads will walk away with the win, stop the win streak of the Mets at 7, and the Hammerheads start their own win streak. So now with the win tonight, the Hammerheads 5-4 win, even up this series at one game apiece. Stick with us. We'll be right back after a short break and wrap up this show on our post-game show as the Hammerheads win 5-4 here at the Dean.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Yes, everyone is partying here at the Dean on a Wednesday night as the Hammerheads pull out this victory, 5-4 over the division-leading St. Lucie Mets. The Mets, who do not lose often. As I mentioned, they've only lost 3 games at home, but it is the road where they do lose, and now they've lost 14 games on the road. They're 15-14 on the road, so the Hammerheads able to pick up their 27th win in their 51st game, as the Mets are now 35-17, the Jupiter Hammerheads 27-24. What a night it was for the Hammerheads. It was looking too easy for the Hammerheads as they scored first in the first inning with one out. Jose Salas doubled. Ian Lewis was aboard on an error. Then there were 2 outs. Osiris Johnson also lined out to end the inning, but not before Salas was able to go around and score on that Ian Lewis when the error that inning. So 1-0, the Hammerheads had the lead. They added 3 more runs in the fourth as Allen led things off that inning. He was hit by a pitch. Osiris Johnson walked. There was a wild pitch that advanced Allen, a balk that advanced both runners. Rodriguez struck out, but Zach Zubia, who actually scored the winning run here tonight, base hit, drove in 2 runs in the fourth. Prater was hit by a pitch, and Caballero, who was 3-for-4 tonight, singled and drove in the 3rd run of the fourth, which was the 4th run of the ballgame for the Hammerheads. But after the 4th inning, Jupiter was held scoreless, and they had the bases loaded not only in the 4th, where they could have scored more runs than just 3 that inning, but they had the bases loaded in the 8th and the 9th innings. But Jupiter could not get any runs across the plate with the bases loaded in those 3 innings. That was a big difference maker, and what also allowed the Mets to get into this ball game with Palacios pitching. He was on fire through the first 5 innings. In the 6th inning, he hit a road bump, and that was the Mets as well. The number 9 hitter walked to lead things off. Tillian, the leadoff hitter, doubled and drove in Wold. And then Carlos Dominguez, 2-run home run, and the Mets had 3 runs on the board, looking at against the 4 runs of the Hammerheads. So they were getting closer and closer. And then in the 7th inning, Palacio still on the hill. He gave up a solo shot, a home run off the bat of Consuegra, and that tied the ballgame at 4 apiece. Neither team, after the 7th, in the 8th and 9th innings, both scoreless, both shut down, but it was really the Hammerheads that had the opportunity in the 8th and 9th innings, as I mentioned, with the bases loaded. So, in extra innings here in the minors, there's a placed runner put at second base to lead, you know, off the inning, and Zach Zubia was that placed runner here in the 10th at second base. Sam Prater singled and advanced Zubia to third base, and then the wild pitch delivered by Nate Jones, the new reliever in for the Mets, scored Zubia, and the Hammerheads walked it off and took the 5-4 victory. Also, before scoring and winning, we have to mention Jake Schrand, who came in and shut the door. Even with the place runner at second base, he faced Tillian, Dominguez, De Los Santos, the top 3 hitters in the Mets lineup, and struck out every one of those hitters. So Schrand came in and did his job very effectively. So the Hammerheads pull it out 5-4 here tonight. As we look at the box scores, the win goes to Strand. He's 2-1 on the season. The loss to Jones, he's 1-1. St. Lucie, 6 hits, 4 runs, 2 errors. The Jupiter Hammerheads, 11 hits, 5 runs, and 3 errors. As we look on the offensive side, well, Salas was 2-for-5 and scored a run. Zubia, 1-for-3, drove in 2 and scored 2. Prater, this is down in the 7th, 8th, and 9th spots, too. That Prater was 2-for-4. We mentioned Caballero, 3-for-4 with an RBI. So what a night it was for the Jupiter Hammerheads. As we look at the pitching, Palacios, so effective through the first 5 innings, but then in the last 2, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned. Walked a batter, struck out 4, allowed 4 home runs. So he did not walk away with the decision. Murphy came in, allowed a hit, no runs, and his ERA is still 0.00. Struck out two batters, too. Schrand did his job, and boy, did he do it well. One inning of work, picked up the win as he struck out three in the top of the 10th inning. And that allowed the Hammerheads to take advantage of the new reliever, Nate Jones, as Prater jumped on a ball delivered by Jones. Base hit, pushed Zubio to third base, and then Caballero patient at the plate. The wild pitch delivered, and Zubio scores. So there's a lot of players that contributed here today for the Hammerheads. But what a job by Prater to get the base hit and move over Zubia to third base. Zach Zubia scoring the winning run here tonight, and Prater, two hits. And Schrand, as we mentioned, coming in, three strikeouts with a runner at second base in the 10th inning. What a great win by the Jupiter Hammerheads here today. Stick with us. We'll be back again tomorrow night at the same time, 6:30 start. There's going to be a lot of excitement here at the ballpark besides just tonight, as we have our regular promotional nights along with a special noon start on Friday, because it is a splash recreation day where the kids' camps come out and they get to have a lot of fun with water balloons, water guns, water everywhere, water blow-ups and pools and a lot of fun. So it'll be splash day here and a noon start. So make sure you tune in to our broadcast, the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network, at noon on Friday. Saturday, a play ball event, a clinic by the Jupiter Hammerheads from 10 to 12. So check that out on the website and sign your kids up. It is a free event that they could come here for a play ball, baseball clinic. And then in the evening, a 6 o'clock start, our regular 6 o'clock start on Saturday, it's space night. So that will be exciting. We'll talk more about it in the next couple of days on the broadcast. But thank you so much for joining me. Lisa Pride here as the Hammerheads win 5-4 and stop the 7-game win streak of the St. Lucie Mets. Have a great night, everyone, and I hope to see you at the ballpark really soon.